Can you start off by giving an overview of the school testing program and how it works?
Sure. So the state of Colorado, we are committed to ensuring students can continue in-person learning. And with this in mind, we are providing a free and voluntary COVID-19 school screening program. And this program is available to all K-12 schools in this state. And this screening testing program is available to all staff and students. And this is regardless of their vaccination status or presence of symptoms. And we really believe that this extra layer of COVID-19 prevention will allow our Colorado schools to detect infections early and really get ahead of outbreaks. And with this in mind, we really are hoping to minimize disruptions and continue in-person learning.
About how many schools or school districts are enrolled in the program currently?
Currently, we have 435 schools that are interested in the enrollment process. Of those, 316 schools are fully enrolled, and that is from 33 school districts.
And this testing program also comes with incentives, not only for those taking the test, but also for the schools. What are the incentives and how does the program work?
So every student who participates in this testing program will receive a $25 incentive the first time they are tested and a $10 incentive for every subsequent test. This is limited to one incentive per week. So I know some kids out there are thinking they can get rich off this program, which you can, but only to an extent. And so we will be providing incentives in the form of a gift card. And so this will be a reloadable gift card that at the end of the month, a student will receive a gift card with the financial amount equivalent to the number of tests that they received. So if a student is tested four times in the month of September, they'd receive $25 for the first test and then $10 for the second, third, and fourth test.
And what's in it for the schools?
The schools will receive a reimbursement of $2.50 per test that is administered at their schools. And so while this program is free, we do understand that there is some costs in personnel and time in effort in partaking in this. And so we want to reimburse the schools and really thank them for their participation.
And for kids who are little, but who may be taking the tests and they may have a hard time keeping track of their gift cards or remembering to take them to school at the end of the month, is there some sort of way to help them keep track of it?
Well, first, parental consent for all those who are under the age of 18 is required. So parents will be involved and sign their students up. The consent for both the testing program and incentives happens at the same time and only needs to happen once, but parents do really have control to opt in or out at any time. And this is a reloadable gift card. So if you don't lose it, it's reloaded each month. If you do, we are able to replace it. These are mailed to the homes of the families. And so we're hoping that parents can keep an eye on it and help their little ones out.
And can you walk us through the enrollment process? I mean, is this that parents first have to sign up their kids through the schools and then enroll in the state rewards program separately, or is it automatic?
So the incentives program, there is no separate enrollment. It is all kind of packaged into one. And so a parent needs to give parental consent, which is the enrollment into both programs. And so this will come from your school if they are participating. And this will be one form that talks through what you're signing, and you'll have a place to opt in to both testing and incentives.
And just for listeners in our listening area, do the schools include those in Denver Public Schools, Boulder Valley School District, Poudre Valley School District?
No, for Denver Public Schools and Boulder Valley. I do know that we do have participating schools in the three locations you asked about. So we do have schools from the Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins areas, but those specific school districts have not enrolled. And I would love to use this opportunity to encourage school leaders and superintendents out there to consider enrolling your schools into this program.
Sarah Hema is the branch chief of the CDPHE's Community Testing Program. Thanks for joining us today, and you are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU.